on Hard Facts. I don't just bring you the news, I bring you the newsmakers.
Consul General of the U.S. Consul General in Lagos, giving her first ever interview in Nigeria, Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigeria, especially with this who are called to supremacist Nigeria. They still be among Nigeria than you are.
We talk to the newsmakers.
The Special Assistant to the President on Digital and New Media, Tolu Ogunlesi. Frank Mba has just walked into the studio. Yawande Sadiku. Yawande is the Executive Secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council. The Senior Special Assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on Public Affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talk to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Eniolua Aboyeji.
We talk to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show. Don't so be
He's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walofo.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through Hard Facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the port.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you the answers.
Under what circumstances can the EFCC raid a hotel room? We're talking about this because of stories we've been reporting in the last couple of weeks of anti-corruption officers conducting operations in hotels and entering occupied rooms, allegedly in search of fraudsters. But at times, they end up entering the rooms of completely innocent people, which raises issues about privacy and due process. Here is our big hard fact for today. The EFCC is empowered by law to investigate all financial crimes, including advance fee fraud, money laundering, counterfeiting, illegal charge transfers, futures market fraud, fraudulent encashment of negotiable instruments, computer credit card fraud, and contract scams. The law in question is EFCC Establishment Act. That's the law in question. It's the law that determines what crimes the EFCC can and cannot investigate and prosecute, and what they can and cannot do in the process. So the question is, are these raids in line with the EFCC Establishment Act? Also, what are the rights of a law-abiding citizen in the course of an EFCC investigation? If they're a suspect or if their space needs to be raided. Now, I have just the guest to talk about this. He's the head of media and publicity for the EFCC, Wilson Owajaren. Thank you so much for joining us on Hard Facts. Hello, Wilson. Mr. Wilson, can you hear me? Hello, Mr. Wilson. All right, looks like we don't have Mr. Wilson on the line anymore. We're going to try and get him back. But we also have on the line with us a lawyer. His name is Israel Olawumi. He's back on the show for the third or the fourth time now. Israel, how are you? Good to have you here.
Good afternoon, Sandra. It's nice to be back on the show.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us again. Now, under what circumstances is the EFCC empowered to raid or enter a private home or a place of business? And what's the procedure that they are obligated to follow?
Yes, the EFCC is a law enforcement agency created under an act of parliament, or established after under an act of parliament, and they are, the body is established to investigate economic and financial crimes, arrest and equally prosecute them. So the EFCC under statute is empowered to raid with the aim of searching where there is reasonable suspicion of the commission of economic or financial crimes, and also make arrests to that end, and even prosecute. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you, huh?
Yeah. However, the issue with how the EFCC or many law enforcement agencies go about their arrest is sometimes it infracts on the fundamental rights of the citizens that they, you know, raid and subsequently arrest. Even as a convicted person, your fundamental rights are still intact. Not to talk of persons that are actually just mere suspects whose guilt has not been established, they have the right to, you know, dignity of human person, and even they should be communicated, they should be told in the language they understand the reason for their arrest. You can't just take people and, you know, take them to where probably they can't even have access to their relatives without having to tell them this is the exact reason why we are arresting you. And such is very, very unlawful and unconstitutional. Like I said earlier, it infracts on the rights, the fundamental rights of these persons.
Okay.
And also, there's also a very, very negative trend whereby they arrest people and without any court trial, they, you know, parade them. You know, as anyone who is arrested or charged for any crime is presumed innocent. There's that presumption of innocence in the person's favor. Pending the time a court of competent jurisdiction says, yes, this person is guilty or otherwise. So that idea of having to parade them as, okay, this person was charged, so it's defeating that presumption of innocence in the person's favor.
Until proven guilty.
It is totally illegal. It is totally unconstitutional.
Israel, we'll come back to that particular point, but we have now Mr. Wilson Owajaren back on the line. Mr. Owajaren, thank you so much for joining us on Hard Facts.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Lagos, like I said, he's the head of media and publicity for the EFCC. Wilson, the commission just launched a whistleblower app called Eagle Eye. Who is this app intended for and how should they use it?
Well, the Eagle Eye app is meant for everybody.
Okay.
It's just for you to report any economic or financial crime that you come across to the commission. The beauty of it is that it eliminates face-to-face interaction. So wherever you are and you have need to report a case to the EFCC, just snap with your phone, upload it using that app. Once you are able to install the app, you have an easy way of reporting cases to the commission.
I see. So recently we've been hearing about more raids on hotels by the commission. What precisely is the aim of these raids? Is this a new tactic?
There is no trend about raid on hotels. If you have a one-off, it can be a trend. The commission regularly embarks on operations targeted at internet fraudsters across the country. And such exercises affect a number of other neighborhoods or business premises and private houses. Wherever those suspects are, we can go and take them. So the issue of raiding of hotels cannot be a trend.
You're saying it's not a trend, but there have been complaints from hotel guests that EFCC agents entered their rooms uninvited, even though it turned out that they were not the suspects in question. For example, we heard from Bjorn Steven, she's a Nollywood filmmaker. She said two of your officers entered her room while she was asleep, and it turned out, of course, that she wasn't even a suspect. So,
may I ask you, which hotel was she lodged?
Well, she didn't mention, but it was right here in Lagos.
And that is what a media person should ask for. If you are making an allegation that you were lodged in a hotel and people came there and inconvenienced you, you should be able to tell people the hotel that you were lodged in.
Okay, so you're saying that an incident like that never happened?
Which hotel now are we talking about?
So are you saying that incident never happened?
That is what I'm asking you. If you said somebody made that allegation, you should be able to ask her, which hotel are you talking about?
Did your agents...
I'm not aware of any hotel that she's talking about.
Did your agents raid any hotels last week?
We carried out an operation that affected the hotel. And after that operation, the commission issued a statement and explained what happened in that operation.
I see. Now...
The comment the person you mentioned made. She mentioned the hotel that we talked about.
No, that's irrelevant. Here's why it's irrelevant.
No, if you say your home was raided, you should be able to give specific address of where the raid was executed. The FCC is not the only agency fighting crime in this country. Any agency could have carried out this right. So we should know the hotel that she's talking about.
Okay, here's why that question is irrelevant. Which hotel is it? Which hotel isn't it? What mechanisms does the commission have in place to avoid a situation where someone like that can come out and say, my room was invaded by EFCC officials?
First of all, the terminology that you are using does not apply to the commission.
Okay.
We don't invade hotels or invade anybody's home.
Okay.
People talk about breaking or that. Which hotel have you seen in this country that anybody broke in? If the EFCC, for instance, just give an example, breaks into a hotel, using that your word break, in this era of social media, you will see pictures of damaged doors and everything. That signifies forceful entry.
Okay, so you don't forcefully enter. Do you get a spare key, maybe? Do you get a spare key, maybe? Because I didn't say break. What do you get a spare key, maybe?
The point I'm making is this. The commission has a mandate to fight economic and financial crime.
I understand that. And my question is the due process for that.
And part of the mandate, there are crimes that we deal with. And one of those crimes is internet fraud.
I understand that.
If we have intelligence, that perpetrators of those frauds are domicile anywhere, the law allows us to go after them.
What specifically does the law allow you to do? What's the procedure?
We have our own standard operation procedure.
Can you share that with us? You're talking to more than 1 million people. Can you share that with them?
That is specific to us as an agency. You have intelligence. You verify your intelligence. If you need to make arrests, you make arrests in the course of your investigation. And there is no law that stops us from going to any premises to effect arrest if we have sufficient evidence that a suspect is domiciled in that premises.
Okay. Do you need a warrant to enter a hotel, or you don't need one?
And did anybody say that there was no warrant when we went for that exercise?
Was there a warrant when you went for that exercise?
Have you ever confronted any EFCC officer that does not have a warrant to make arrest?
I'm asking you. You're the head of media and publicity, so you should tell us, yes, we had a warrant for that.
When you're framing your question, that is the way I'm responding to you.
It's a simple question, Mr. Wilson. It's a simple question. Did you have a warrant for that particular raid?
There is no raid that we do that we don't have a warrant to do that.
Okay.
Every officer of the commission has a warrant given to him. You have the power under the law to effect an arrest in the course of investigation.
Okay. All right. Let's step away from that, and then let's talk about what a citizen can do if their rights are abused, right? When situations like, say, that of Bjorn Steven that you're claiming did not happen because she did not name the hotel, when situations like that occur, how can a citizen go about reporting any abuse of their rights?
If your right is abused as a citizen, you have the right under the Constitution to seek redress.
Okay. How did you do that?
If an operative of the commission allegedly violates your right, you can make complaints to the commission. We have mechanism for dealing with complaints.
Okay. So just walk into the commission and make a complaint?
You may not have to walk in.
Okay.
This era, there are so many channels of communication. We have email address there. You can send an email and make your complaint. We are talking of an app. You can also make a complaint through it.
Okay, so you can either send an email or you can complain through the app. Okay. Can you share the email with us, please?
info@efccnigeria.org.
Okay, info@efccnigeria.org. Now, let's say that your officers believe that there are fraudsters or some other type of financial criminals at a particular hotel or location, whatever. The suspects that you're about to arrest, do they get to see the warrant? Do they get to cite the warrant before you arrest them?
you want to make an arrest of cyber crime suspects, people who don't even want to see you. And before you get into their premises, they are all on the run. How do you show them your warrant?
I don't know. How do you do that?
That's what I'm asking you.
I'm not an AFCC official. I'm asking you.
So the circumstances will determine what you will do.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get somebody first to get to present your warrant to him. If you don't have access to him, how do you present the warrant?
What about before a search? Do you present a warrant?
Definitely.
Before a search, you do.
Before we search a property, you present a warrant.
I see. Okay. So, for example, the guests at the hotel, if you, let's say you don't break in, right? You knock on the door, they open it.
This conversation should not be about the hotel. We are not, our operation is not hotel based.
Well, the reason we're talking about the hotels. The reason we're talking about the hotels is that we've seen multiple reports of raids in hotels. Okay, you haven't, but we have.
The incident that we are talking about is just one off.
No, that's one person's report. We've seen other reports as well.
The fact that the one so-called socialite made a comment should not make it a trend.
But she's not the only one who's made that comment.
How many have you seen?
I've seen several others. There's been some public debate about the liability of hotel owners if fraudsters or other financial criminals are caught in their establishment. So you have people who are worried because as a hotel owner, you definitely don't want, you don't know most of your guests, right? Or what they're doing in their rooms, right? So can you clarify for Lagos, under what circumstances is a hotel or other establishment liable for criminal activities taking place there?
It is not about circumstances. If you have suspects of crime in any building, in any premises, the law allows the commission to have access to them. And that also includes hotels. We have had cases in which suspects were arrested in banks. We have had cases in which suspects were arrested in drinking joints, in campuses, in entertainment sports, and all that. It has not been an issue. So the point I'm making, dwelling essentially on hotel, is like missing the point, because what we have is just a word of, it can be a trend.
Okay, that's fine. But the question is the hotel liable?
The operation was not about the hotel. We went outside a suspect.
Okay, so the hotel is not liable then?
There is something we call use of premises. If you allow your premises to be used for crime, you can also be charged.
But if you don't know that they're committing a crime, will you be charged?
We don't carry out any arbitrary exercise. Before EFCC makes a move, we work with intelligence. EFCC is an intelligence-led organization.
Okay. Lagos, you've been listening to the head of media and publicity for the EFCC, Wilson Wajaren. Mr. Wajaren, thank you so much for your time on Hard Facts today.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Israel, you heard all the things that Mr. Wilson said. I'm curious what you think as a lawyer.
Yeah, to an extent, I agree with some of the things he said, but to a large extent, I disagree totally with what he said. With a remarkable proportion of whatever he must have said.
Okay.
First and foremost, like, the last point he made as to not arresting or the liability of hoteliers who allow, you know, these so-called suspects to use their premises. And there's a need to, you know, make Nigeria know what the law actually says about it. Section 3 of the Advanced Fraud and Other Fraud Related Offences Act says that a person who being an occupier or is concerned in management of a new premises causes or knowingly permits the premises to be used for any purpose which constitutes a fraudulent act in the guilty of an offence. Now that, you know, brings us to the point at hand.
The question you ask is, do these hoteliers, yeah, are they under any duty to ask that? Yes, you are coming to lodge in our hotel. Please, what do you do for a living? What are you going to use this place? Okay, even that may be asked. But, you know, they are just going about their daily business. Business of hospitality, you know. What normal hoteling operations is about. So, and yes, the chairman was quoted recently to say that even hoteliers will be, you know, liable for this. No, they will only be liable where they have prior knowledge or the foreknowledge that this person actually is coming here to, you know, perpetrate fraudulent activities on the internet. But where someone just goes to the hotel, to lodge into the hotel, and, you know, the SEC comes and arrest the person and says because the person was arrested in that premise, in that premises, the hotel owner will be liable. It's a fact lie. It's very, very wrong. Crime is personal. Crime is personal. We don't, there's no vicarious liability in crime. We don't share crime, you know, with another person, except you committed it with that person. Now, the nexus here, is if the hotel owner knows, okay, there's the knowledge of the fact that, yes, this person actually is coming here to do, commit a fraudulent act, and it says, okay, you can go on. But these are persons that, this excuse can be made for them, in fact, that how many hotels do you visit and they ask you, okay, what are you coming here to do? The presumption is that, come on, these persons have come to, you know, lodge here and, you know, what have you. And there's also one thing that he says that I totally disagree with.
Okay.
What he says is that arrest before investigation is unconstitutional. While you have not made your, you have not carried out your investigation, and you arrest the person, you are breaching the person's right.
Okay.
It's unconstitutional. There's this court case, Duraku and Nwoke, was decided in 2005.
Okay.
The court expressly says that arrest pending investigation is unconstitutional and illegal. And even contrary to what he said, he hit on, that arrest warrant, blah, 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 blah. There are actually instances where you can arrest without warrant. And the what is central to the ESCC is where the, you know, suspect commits the crime in the presence of the law enforcement agent or officer. Yes, you can arrest the person with or without warrant.
Okay. I would love to take calls, but Lagos, we're going to have to defer the calls till after we come back from a commercial break. But we do have messages on WhatsApp. So let's take a look at the messages we have, right? Olota from Lagos Island says, how the CFCC kept answering is a bit bluffy and justifying the manner of gaining access and refusing to clarify how they get access into people's rooms. Mackie Lagos says, good afternoon, my powerful president. Sandra, the way you fired a question dart at the EFCC representative is so okay. All the questions he wanted to dodge, you brought him back to square one. Okay, thank you. Ade from Surulere says, I'm really ashamed and embarrassed by the defense from this EFCC spokesman on their illegal, unconstitutional actions in invading innocent people's rooms. What kind of defense was he coming up with, trying to justify their illegal raids by asking questions of which hotel was raided? As an international lawyer of so many years of experience, he'll be a very terrible witness, and I'll have a field day making a mincemeat out of him. No wonder what EFCC are doing. No wonder that EFCC aren't doing very well in terms of prosecutions and convictions. Very, very terrible, incompetent. Only God will help us in Nigeria, because we are seriously plagued with the wrong people in offices and positions at all levels. Ade, thank you so much for your message. Lagos, we'll take a break. When we come back, Israel Olawumi is still here. He's a lawyer, and he's taking a look at some of the answers from the EFCC head of media and publicity, Wilson Owajaran, who was here a few minutes ago. If you missed that interview, not to worry. You can listen again on our podcast on NigeriaInfo.fm.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's 5:31. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Under what circumstances can the EFCC raid a hotel? You heard my interview, my conversation with the head of media and publicity for the EFCC. I am talking about Wilson Owajaran. He was here a few minutes ago. If you missed it, you can catch up later on our website, NigeriaInfo.fm. But in the meantime, what did you think about his answers? We also have on the show with us today a lawyer who's helping us make sense of some of the things that Wilson Owajaran said. He's been on the show a number of times. He is Israel Olawumi, and he's still here, and he'll still give us some of his thoughts on Wilson's answers from earlier on. But Lagos, let's talk to you for a bit. 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We've got Francis Oladimeji Akpor, who says before they'll raid a hotel, there should be a warrant of arrest. Hotel owners should stand up against this barbaric act. Consider Milton says, just come to one hotel in my area around 12 a.m. You'll see all the fraud guys there doing business. I'm 100% in support of what EFCC man said. All right. We've got Chinedu Onoha, who says the response of the EFCC man to your questions were really annoying. No wonder they're not getting things done. Peter is in Yaba. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. Good evening,
Sandra. Good evening. Welcome.
Yes, and good evening to my learned colleague, Mr. Israel.
Good evening.
Yeah. So, Madam Sandra.
Yes.
I just have to tell you without any equivocation that the Owajare of a man that you brought today is the most disgusting character you've
ever
brought.
Okay, No. We have to apologize for that language. Let's not use unflattering language. Apologize.
All right. I'm sorry for putting it that way.
Thank you.
But you see how he was answering your questions with 2-3 questions. He never explained what we wanted to hear. And then EFCC, they raid hotels and they barge into post rooms. These are no news. Everybody is aware of it, but he pretends never, ever to have known it. Today, EFCC, they are still using the methods employed in the days of Frederick Lugard. When you enter somebody's premises, you should know the particular room or rooms that your so-called suspect is living in.
Okay.
You go there and do your necessary arrest. Okay, the lady who complained that her room was barged into by ESCC officer. If Nigeria were to be a civilized country, she would have claimed millions from ESCC. Now, instead of this Owajaran person, instead of him dousing tensions, he even accelerated it. He made as if he's quarreling with the whole Nigerians for asking questions about his agency. It's so disgusting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Peter, for calling. We appreciate it. We've got Alex on the line. Alex is in Ikeja. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Yeah, I just want to point out, first of all, let me commend you for the way you put your questions across to him, and you kept putting your questions across to him.
Thank you.
You did a fantastic job, in case your supervisor is listening.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Then the next thing, you see, there is this nasty arrogance with our public servants in general. Okay. I'm not going to single out this man, but our public servants don't understand that it's part of their job to make society function in an organized manner. There's this arrogant, you could see the way he was throwing back questions instead of answering and even promoting. He's like the advertiser, chief advertiser of his agency. Instead of even promoting his agency and, you know, trying to, you could see the way he answered. It's just a thing with us. And I hope, I pray that we'll come out of this thing. And then those who are saying that I support him 100%. Now, let me tell you, It may not be you today. It may not be you today. But our law enforcement agencies should learn to work within the law in a 21st century society. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank Great you, job Alex. There. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Zubike is Norile. Zubike, thank you so much for joining the show today. Okay, welcome.
Mr. Excellency, I'm so much loyal to you this evening.
I'm loyal to you too.
Okay, coming to this EFCC mandate that we got this evening, I have what everything that you are asking him.
Okay.
No one that he can be able to defend. God that is throwing his store on you. That is why we have some of bad eggs in our society right now. If we cannot be able to face those bad eggs in our society, this country can always be a better place for you to stay. Look at what happened during the NSAS. Which of those officers they have touched and committed an atrocity by the citizens? None of them. And the one thing with the police and other security agencies, they don't follow the due process. They don't act out of their own selfish interest what they can be able to get on the front line. Do you know that some officers, if they want to go and arrest somebody, and when that person bribe them on the way, they may allow that person to go. They cannot take that person to the police station or whatever, for them to regain their selfish interest. But I believe that one day the nation will rise against nation, and the justice must be preserved in our society.
Azubike, thanks for calling. Timmy is in Ikoyi. Timmy is a first-time caller. Hi, Timmy.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm actually driving and listening to the publicity head for the EFCC. It's quite appalling the way he has actually responded to a simple and a very core duty of his office to educate the public on what the EFCC is actually meant to doing. First, let me say that it's my first time coming on the show, and I want to really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yes. So just to put it right, you see, when we are not objective in our duties, things like this are very much bound to happen. And it's very common with our law enforcement agencies.
Okay.
You need not to, I think we need to really define what we call intelligence. Because when you say that you are an intelligence agency, in quotes, and you are not acting in any way intelligent, abiding by the law, it's really sad. And you should actually, pull down that particular office if you're holding it, because you do not, absolutely do not deserve it, because it actually shows no intelligence whatsoever. I'm trying to be very calm.
Thank you.
Because I've had experiences where people actually get unlawfully arrested. And you look through the process, there is no intelligence at all. I've had situations where a very close mentor of mine was called in for questioning in the EFCC, and he was actually asked to pay a certain ransom before he was released. So it is not, and this is a very popular figure, just to put it out there.
Okay.
You know, and it's quite really sad that you would come and you're actually arresting based on, if you're not going to barge into a politician's house, you know, to make certain arrests. You will show them the warrant. And I think every citizen should be treated equally. The fact that someone is an entertainer, or the fact that someone is a young person, and you go into, does that give you the right to go into the hotel room to do whatsoever you want to do because the person is quote unquote not important in society? These are things we are trying to address. Equality is essential to good governance. You don't try to make, you know, so-called intelligence out of whatever it is that you sort of have claimed to receive. As the lawyer put it out there, investigation, it should not, I mean, it's something that should be properly done before you even arrest somebody. And even after you've made your arrest, make certain investigations before you even start, doing what is not. So I'm just trying to really keep my cool. It's unfortunate we don't have objective leaders in our place of power. And I think there should be a certain poll from this discussion. There should be a certain poll to probe such a person even entering such seats as media head. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Timmy. Israel, I have to come back to you. In a situation where an innocent person gets raided, now, Mr. Wajarin says, it's a one-off, it's not a trend. But in a situation where an innocent person gets raided and their rights are abused, what recourse do they have for getting redress?
That is... The person who was wrongfully arrested can, seek redress in court. Again.
Okay.
For, when you take a cursory look at how arrests are executed in Nigeria, you know that it's always indecorous in many ways, like the rights of the person, the right to dignity of human person of that suspect is not respected at all. And that is not how an arrest should be, executed or effected at any time. So the so-called arrested person can sue for the breach of his fundamental rights in court, right to privacy, dignity of human person, where the person was, incarcerated for a very long time without any trial wrongfully, can also sue for breach of his right to freedom, to liberty, and also to for damages, ask for compensation, and, ask for, the law enforcement agency to, publicly apologize. I know that many listeners at home would say that, yeah, this is Nigeria, these things are, have to come by. But we've had instances where, these public, the court has, awarded damages against the law enforcement agency for their arbitrary actions and even compel them to publicly apologize to, these persons whose rights have been flagrantly abused by these law enforcement agencies. So I would only advise members of the public to, approach the court more so that, to seek redress for their breach rights.
Now, we've heard the EFCC tell hotel owners that they're liable for prosecution if they willfully harbor fraudsters or help them, right? And I want to come back to that particular question. You heard how Wilson answered that question. But my thing is, what's the test here? How do you differentiate between a hotel that is turning a blind eye or helping fraudsters and a hotel that is simply unaware because the staff are minding their business and not invading their guests' privacy, Israel?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said before, that how hotels carry out their operation, the person comes, pays at the reception for lodging for the whatever period, and without any extra, questions asked. It's very embarrassing. If you, Sandra, for example, you set out to lodge somewhere and they start asking you questions like, are you coming here to carry out these things? These things stand logic on its head. They stand logic on its head. However, where instances where, this duty of ensuring law and order, we all have this duty. We all have this obligation. Where you know that, this person is actually committing an unlawful act, you can alert whatever the law enforcement agent. But, internet crime is not such that, is done with all sorts of loudness, so to speak. It is done secretly. You can't even tell that someone is an internet fraudster, in quotes, from his looks these days. So the fact that the EFCC and the EFCC chairman are trying to, you know, lump the hotel owners into the liability bracket, just laziness on their part to, you know, actually oversee crime that they've been saddled with statutory.
Okay, let me go to WhatsApp where we have a few comments. Anonymous says, can EFCC arrest me after confirming that I'm not their suspect? They were actually after my brother. They had no warrant. I was arrested by the EFCC that morning and forced to write a statement under duress and then detained till evening before I was released. Well, according to what Israel is saying, they cannot do that. Yes, Israel?
Yeah, the law that... The procedural criminal legislation that the EFCC Act, that's the Administration of Criminal Justice Act, specifically says that you cannot arrest a person in the place of another person. Arrest in lieu is prohibited by law. Do you get me? Because like I said before, crime is personal. Crime is personal. You can't say because you can't get someone, you arrest his brother, you arrest his sister. No. You are, except if that person also committed a crime alongside the person, then you can say, okay, you are arresting the person. But you can't arrest the person in the place of another. Arrest in lieu is unlawful. So like how the caller, the scenario,
the listener,
the caller, you know, told us now, it's a very, very wrong form of arrest.
Okay. We've got Kunle from New Okoba, and who says, even with a warrant from a court of competent jurisdiction, law enforcement agency operatives must announce their presence and purpose before acting on the court order. If you break into my house unannounced, you will be fatally shot. All right. And then he goes on to say something uncomplimentary about Mr. Wilson. Kunle, thank you very much for your message on WhatsApp. We've got more people who are sending us messages on WhatsApp. Here's this one. The hoteliers know these fraudsters. They give them accommodation because of the money they collect from them for staying in their hotels. Many people have died due to the activities of these fraudsters, TJ from Lekki says. TJ, thank you very much. Sandra, your self-control is legendary. The PR guy for EFCC clearly showcases that EFCC is hostile to the immediate community it serves. Again, Sandra, keeping your cool with his deafening arrogance is seriously commendable. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, Ayodeji from Calgary. More messages here. John is in Dallas, Texas, and he says the EFCC spokes guy, if you hear me reading messages like this, just know that I'm editing a lot of things that are said in the messages. This is why nothing works in Nigeria. You're there to serve the people. When the presenter asks questions, he turns around and asks her questions. Doesn't he know the law? That's why when I come to Nigeria, I don't like seeing law enforcement agencies. Some of them are crooks. Goke from the UK says, arrest before investigation is absolutely wrong and unconstitutional. Typical policing attitude in the country. Mrs. Sandra, thank you for the questions. Nigeria police doesn't know how to do investigations sometimes. They believe that they are all in all. If it were abroad, they will still study the suspect for as long as they can before going after a suspect. But our own here will just burst into your apartment and be asking who is so-so-so and so, or where is so-so-so and so. We're still far. That's a message from Pastor Oluwasami Abiodun. Oluwasami, thank you so much for your message. Cyril from India says, why does Nigeria give vital jobs to people who have selfish interests? This reminds me of the LASMA boss that you had as well. Well, good evening, Sandra. May God continue to bless you in all you do. I think EFCC should upgrade to professionalism. Back in India, when their CBI comes for arrest, they must have concluded their investigation before coming. And once they come, there's something they come with that will beep them into the exact room the person is. They don't bag anybody. We need to learn. Cyril from India with that message. Cyril, thank you so much for sending us your message. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Lawal Sodigolanwaju.
Welcome, Lawal.
From Majigune.
Good to have you on the show.
On the other restaurant, are they going to print the person's name on it or just print any blank warrant form, maybe on the arrest aspect?
Okay, I'll have to ask Israel that. Israel, will they print your name on the arrest warrant or they'll just show you any warrant?
Yes, an arrest warrant should definitely consist of certain things. Do you get me? So,
okay.
So a valid arrest warrant issued by any valid authority should contain the name of the alleged offender, the order directing the law enforcement agent to arrest the offender,
okay. Then
a concise statement of the alleged offense, then the date of the issue of the warrant, then the signature of the issuing authority. So these are five cogent things that must be in the warrant. It goes beyond just saying, okay, this is the warrant. Yeah, if these three things are not present, then not a valid issued warrant.
Okay. Olumadedipo says, let's keep on demonizing all our security agencies. EFCC officials keeps vigil in front of my former place where I worked. They never stormed the hotel. They just kept vigil in front of the hotel for weeks until the suspect was arrested. Benjamin Richard says, the EFCC man has shot himself and his organization in the foot. He made it clear that there's no arrest without an initial corresponding investigation. How come their officials did not enter a particular room or rooms in the hotel where the alleged guys lodged? They rather entered the rooms indiscriminately. Benjamin, thank you very much for your comment on Facebook. Olumade Deepbo, thank you for your comment as well on Facebook. Israel Olawumi, it's always a pleasure to have you sharing legal insights on Hard Facts. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us today.
Thank you very much, Sandra. It's always a pleasure.
Yes. And Lagos, let me take more of your comments. Should I take your comments or should I take a call? Let's see. Let's take a call that will be just 1 minute long. Hello. Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Charles from my channel.
Hi, Charles. You've got 1 minute.
Yeah. I don't know. Can you imagine the arrogance on the tone of the spokesperson of the EFCC? That guy is not supposed to be a spokesperson. Supposed to be all those IPOs in all those Obumosho area of Lagos. That's what it's supposed to be, not a spokesperson of ESCC.
Okay, so let's be respectful when we're talking about guests that we have on this show. And we can't talk about our guests like that. Imagine if somebody comes to your house and you're talking about them like that to their face. So let's, even if we're annoyed by things that happen during an interview, we need to find civil, polite ways to convey our displeasure. Mac Paul says, I cannot say what Nigerian law prescribes for sting operations, but I have heard people make reference to civilized world. In America and Canada, any property damage in a sting operation is at the liability of the property owner, whether the sting yielded success or not. And really, you cannot succeed in any action against them, provided an innocent person was not killed. This is why there's something called no-knock warrant. Lagos, that's all the time I have, but thank you so much for being a part of this show. You can find me online as Sandra Ezekwesili. Google Sandra Ezekwesili. All my profiles will pop up. I'm back tomorrow. We'll talk about inflation and the possibility of importing it.